101.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. A Syrian minister today is dismissing a White House statement charging that there are indications the Syrian government is preparing for a new chemical weapons attack.
The White House putting out a statement saying, and I quote, "The United States has identified potential preparations for another chemical weapons attack by the Assad regime that would likely result in the mass murder of civilians, including innocent children."
Correspondent Barbara Starr. After yesterday's Supreme Court ruling allowing parts of the travel ban to take effect, the next step will be defining which travelers to the U.S. from the six Muslim-dominated countries have what's called a bona fide relationship with a citizen or entity in the U.S.
We could see this travel ban take shape as early as Thursday, but many questions still remain here about how exactly this order is going to be interpreted on the ground and who is going to decide close calls about who comes in the country if there's a dispute.
Correspondent Laura Jarrett. A federal judge is refusing to let the Purple Line take an important step forward while lawyers for the state appeal his original ruling blocking the project. U.S. District Judge Richard Leon says he will not reinstate the project's federal environmental approval. Now, nothing could be done on the project until a court restores that approval. State lawyers argued that the legal delays are adding $13 million a month to the cost of the Purple Line to taxpayers. Montgomery County is set to send a letter to the state of Maryland today outlining the county's transportation priorities. But what's in that letter is the subject of some heated debate.
Priority number one in the letter, says Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner, attempts to unclog 270.
Take a look at what we have recommended for years, which is to have two reversible HOT lanes.
But there's no mention on that list of Metro.
The Metro Rail is a regional responsibility. It is not a Maryland responsibility.
That argument doesn't hold any water to Maryland Transit Opportunities Coalition Chair Ben Ross.
The state has a veto over the Metro budget because the state wouldn't pay more money that we're having these cuts.
He wants those cuts restored, wants all-day MARC service through the county up to Frederick, too. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro's general manager comes before the Montgomery County Council today, and council members are likely to have questions for Paul Wiedefeld about the latest arcing insulator incident on the Red Line last Friday, which forced suspension of service for a while during the morning commute. County Council President Roger Berliner says he's troubled that Metro is having so much difficulty dealing with water in the rail tunnels.
They don't even have that on the books yet, what to do to get the water out of the part of the Red Line that is really most troublesome. And that's a significant chunk of change. They don't even know how they're going to do it at this point in time.
A 21-year-old James Madison University student will be spending the next 100 to 120 days in jail after admitting he signed up dead people to vote. Andrew Spiels pleaded guilty to filing 18 phony voter registration applications last year while working with Democratic-affiliated groups. Spiels got caught when elections officials realized one of the names he'd registered was the late father of a county judge. An inspector general's report has cleared the Montgomery College president of any impropriety in her county-paid travel. Dr. Darion Pollard had come under criticism after it was revealed that she'd racked up more than $91,000 in travel costs over a more than two-year span. But the inspector general's report concludes that all her travel complied with what is allowed in the president's contract. And an annual report finds the overall population of blue crabs in the Chesapeake Bay has declined, and it recommends limiting the number of crabs harvested this fall. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,410, the Nasdaq at 62,47. Sports, the Nats rally but fall short in the ninth as they lose to the Cubs. The O's were idle. They're in Toronto tonight. WNBA, the Mystics host Seattle today at lunchtime. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
They're coming. The daily afternoon thunderstorms that signal summertime in Washington.
We're looking at rain and lots of it.
Stay ahead of the storm with the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel.
And Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. We believe that the purchase of a diamond ring is very special. It's a moment you'll remember forever, so we make the experience exciting and worthy of your time. Compare a few and decide which appeals the most. Try them on. See how they fit your hand. Feast your eyes at the fiery brilliance leaping from our perfect Mervis diamonds. The sparkle is breathtaking. Each diamond is different. Examine them in-store with the help of a trained Mervis expert. The right way to choose is to view many diamonds and place each one live in a prestige designer ring like Tacori or Viraggio. At Mervis, we show fine quality GIA-graded diamonds at amazing prices. It's what you expect from the leading diamond importer. Online sites may promise a low price, but we beat them every day. When you're ready for that special diamond, let's meet. Ask for one of the Mervis family, Zed or Jonathan or me, Ronnie. We'll take great care of you. Call 800-HER-LOVE or go to MervisDiamond.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
New York Avenue coming inbound, trying to move again. Had the earlier broken down after North Capitol Street, but that looks like it's been cleared out of the right lane. So heading to the 3rd Street Tunnel, pace getting a little bit better. Now we are bunched up on the top side of the Beltway, Maryland, coming from 95 and around past Colesville Road. Crash along the way had been right near New Hampshire Avenue along the right side. 270, slower than normal here, Urbana, Hyattstown. And now as you head through Gaithersburg and Rockville in Virginia. Let's go on 66. Still delays through Manassas. In Manassas, Ballsford Road at the Prince William Parkway. That crash gone, so much better there. And on 210, northbound between Palmer Road and Livingston Road. That's where crews have responded to a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
May see a stray shower or thunderstorm today to go along with a mix of clouds and sun. We'll get up to 79 tonight. Skies turn partly cloudy, low near 60. Sunny tomorrow and 82. And then Thursday, more sun than clouds. We hit the low 90s. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Manassas, 64 in Hyattsville, 70 in Washington. The Battle of the Sexes returns to tennis. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Tuesday morning. Joining us at 8:35 is Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor and the host of the Larry Kudlow Show, right here on WMAL on Saturdays. I'm Mary Walter, alongside Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Mary.
Joining us right now is Shannon Bream. You know her from Fox News. She's a correspondent, and she is going to give us a lowdown on the SCOTUS rulings from yesterday, everything that came out of the Supreme Court. Shannon Bream, good morning, and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you guys?
We're doing just fine. You know, the big ruling that came down yesterday was the so-called travel ban ruling. President Trump immediately tweeting out, victory. Is this a true victory for the administration?
I think they can definitely spin parts of it as a victory for them. I mean, first of all, the court is actually going to hear the full case in the fall term starting in October. And they've often weighed in recent years on the issue of executive power and just how far the president can go. So I think the fact that they're going to take it up, and they appear to have done that unanimously, is a good sign for the president that he'll get his day in court. And the fact that they lifted parts of the ban on the ban, I think they can obviously argue is a win for them as well, because what's going to be allowed to proceed is blocking essentially people who are foreign nationals that don't have any kind of real connection to the U.S. They don't have family members. They're not college students who've been admitted here or an employee who's been offered a job here and accepted it. And the president and his team will say, listen, that's what we've been after all along. We're not trying to go after good people with legitimate reasons for coming here. We're trying to block the unknowns. And so for them, yeah, they're taking a victory lap.
Shannon, big news yesterday also was in the area of the First Amendment and religious freedom. You had the case decided in favor of schools or churches, school churches, actually being able to get taxpayer money as opposed to being prohibited from getting taxpayer money. And then you have the Baker's case, where this court decided to hear a case next term over whether it was discriminatory for Baker's to deny a cake to a gay couple wanting to get married. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, these are really interesting cases and have gone on for years in both of these cases. The first one dealing with a preschool or daycare that was linked to a church. In the state of Missouri, they essentially give out grants if you want to upgrade your playground with new safety materials. So there were apparently 44 different schools that applied. This Missouri preschool, which is linked to a Lutheran church, ranked fifth of all the 44 schools that applied for the grant, but they were denied the grant because the Missouri Constitution says no state money can flow to a religious organization. And the argument by the school was, we're being discriminated on the basis of religion, because, listen, we're a school like anyone else. We want a safe playground like anyone else. That's not a religious issue, but we're specifically being denied this grant money simply because of that connection of the school and church. And 7-2, the court bought the argument and said, yeah, you know, you have to look at whether this school is being punished, essentially, because of their religious connection. And so a big win for the school there. Other people are trying to look and see how it could be extended beyond that for school vouchers, for religious schools, those kinds of things. Many folks on the left are sounding the warning cry over this and saying, oh, no, we're going to have this impermissible mix of state money and religious organizations. But it was pretty narrowly tailored to this specific case. And you mentioned the second case. We've seen a number of businesses that are owned by religious individuals with deep religious convictions who've said, listen, if you come through my doors, I will sell you cakes and cookies and stationery and anything else you want. But when you want me to craft something specifically for a same-sex ceremony, using my artistic abilities or endeavors, I reserve the right to say, I can't do that because of my religious conviction. So a number of these cases have gone to the court. This is the first one they've actually decided to hear, and that's in the fall. Should be interesting.
I would quickly want to ask you, we don't have a ton of time here. There's a couple things I wanted to talk about. The case in California where they chose not to hear the case about the concealed carry, about the gentleman who said San Diego County is restricting his right. He can own his gun in his home. He just can't own it outside his home. And Tom made a really good point earlier saying, well, wait a minute. Isn't this the same as you can practice your religion, you just can't practice it outside of your home? They chose not to hear that case. And Gorsuch and Thomas really put out a scathing statement about that. Why do you think they did that?
They did. You know, it takes four votes to get a case to be heard. And so we'd really been watching this one because it's a big Second Amendment case. So they obviously didn't get to the four. We can only guess because you never know. It's all done in super secret conference behind closed doors. But we know at least two people apparently voted yes, Justices Thomas and Gorsuch. And in that dissent, they said, listen, to those of us who are, you know, walking marbled halls with security 24/7, we're protected, and this may seem like an arcane kind of thing. But for most Americans out there who don't live the way that we do, the Second Amendment is a huge deal. And they lamented the fact that the court has not heard a major Second Amendment case in quite a while. So a very fiery dissent by those two. And it's interesting because we're seeing those two linked together quite a bit. You never know what someone's going to be like until they're on the bench. But Gorsuch seems to be living up to his conservative billing and siding with Justice Thomas quite a bit.
Shannon, as you cover the courts, obviously the Supreme Court, especially retirements, are always a big deal, potentially at the end of a term. And I was guessing that Justice Kennedy was going to retire or announce his retirement on Monday, but that didn't happen. Is there any possibility of an announcement even after the term has ended?
Yeah, you know, they can do this at any time. Call up the president or send a letter, walk it over to the White House and say, I'm done. Usually we do expect it the last day of the term because from here they all take off to teaching assignments and different things and lecture series overseas. So it would be a little bit unusual, but not unheard of, that Justice Kennedy could still, some point during the summer or any time, say, I've decided to go. Now, he gave us a lot of clues that he potentially would stay. He's hired four clerks for next year. He's even hired a clerk for 2018. So looking ahead, I had little birdies inside the court telling me, we think he's going to give it another year. He and Justice Gorsuch are the first justice and former clerk to actually serve together on the bench at the same time as fellow justices. And, you know, we think there's a lot of appeal for him in doing at least a year with his former clerk. And listen, the fact that they're taking up big cases like that Colorado Bakers case, I think that Kennedy wants to stick around for some of those headliners.
And obviously, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who everyone every year, is she going to retire? Is she going to retire? She is going to hang on. She cannot stand Donald Trump. And I think she is just going to hang on. If they have to prop her up and wheel her in there, I think she'll be there for at least until the next election.
Well, and interestingly enough, I don't know if you guys saw this or talked about it this morning, but you got 58 lawmakers who've now signed on to a letter telling her she needs to recuse from the travel ban case because of the things that she said about President Trump during the campaign, which she later said, yeah, maybe not the smartest thing for me to speak out against him or to say things that I did during the campaign. So I'm pretty sure she's not going to recuse herself and she's not going to retire.
Because there's no way to enforce a recusal upon her, is there?
No. I mean, the Supreme Court is the only federal court out there where basically the only person who can force you to recuse is yourself. There's no outside body or anyone else who can strip you from a case. So unless she decided to take herself off the case, she wouldn't be off the case. She'll be on it.
Sweet deal. Shannon, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time, and you have a fantastic day.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Shannon Bream, Fox News correspondent. It is now 7:15. It's time to check those roadways. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Well, nothing too insane this morning. Of course, we have a lot of heavy volume for the rush hour. Have a couple incidents such as 270 with the stalled vehicle in Rockville. Southbound as you come up toward the X for 28 with delays through Germantown, Gaithersburg, and down to this point. Now, the top side of the Beltway, we had the crash turned out to be minor. They were able to get that out of the right lane outer loop that was in the backups near New Hampshire Avenue. That extends over toward Colesville Road with the slowdowns. Wilson Bridge, your backups before St. Barnabas Road, and not too bad on 295 heading up toward the Naval Research Lab. Now, Virginia, it was the accident pushing through Dale City into Woodbridge, now cleared. Northbound 95 at the Prince William Parkway. You'll find all your lanes now open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a mix of clouds and sun, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm with a high of 79. Tonight, the skies turn partly cloudy with a low of 60, and tomorrow sunny with a high of 82. Currently in our nation's capital, 69 degrees at 7:16 on WMAL. Let's come back to Maryland. Let's talk a little local here. The Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is asking for an independent counsel, like independent investigators, to look into allegations of fraud and grade fixing in Prince George's County Public Schools. And he gave an interview on this topic to Fox 5. And he talks about this. Apparently, claims are being made that hundreds of students have graduated without meeting state requirements in recent years. And teachers and staff members told Fox 5 that tremendous pressure to increase the high school graduation rate has resulted in grade changing and manipulation of records. And I can see that. I absolutely can see where that happens. You know, oh, my kid needs to get into college. And if they just had, you know, half a grade point higher, my kid could get into college. And I can't blame teachers for saying, you know what, I'm just not dealing with this. It's too much. Parents, I think, can just be crazy when it comes to their children. And I can see where the parents can be way too much on this, and the administration as well, to keep those numbers up. You know, we're good performing schools.
Yeah. So the response of the education bureaucracy to the failure to educate children is to say, well, we'll just mandate that more children graduate, as if that solves the problem. All it does, as you point out, is create the incentive to make sure that the children graduate, and if you have to overcome the lack of education to do that, so be it. Hence the fraud that's being exposed now out in Prince George's County.
So, well, we don't have any evidence yet, according to the governor.
What we've seen is just request after request. It started with a letter from members of Prince George's County Board of Education that alleged hundreds of unnamed whistleblowers throughout the school system, saying that they were afraid to come forward, but that they had incidences of fraud and corruption. We took a look at that and took it seriously, but wanted to make sure before we pursued or asked for any investigation that there was something to it. It continued to build with the entire Prince George's County delegation to Annapolis meeting and voting to also ask for the investigation, a number of senators from the county. There were people that turned out for a school board hearing recently, a big crowd that was upset about it. And so we keep hearing all of this outcry. We haven't seen any evidence. But when there's smoke, there's usually fire. And there's an awful lot of smoke out there. We just want to find out if something's on fire.
So there's a lot of smoke, but we haven't found evidence of a fire. But when you have that much smoke, there usually is a fire somewhere. So there were some state investigators, but they, according to this Fox 5 story, only spoke to school's CEO, Kevin Maxwell, and four district staff members that Maxwell recommended, and the investigation found no wrongdoing. So now what Governor Hogan is asking for is an independent counsel.
We've asked the State Board of Elections to, State Board of Education, immediately start to begin an investigation, a thorough and complete investigation, because we want to get to the facts.
And I can't blame them for wanting to get to the facts. If I had a child in Prince George's County Schools, I would want to know what's going on, because if my child is really earning their grades legitimately, it's not fair to my kid. That, you know, this is unfair competition. If you inflate the grades of the kids whose parents whine the loudest, then, or because you're getting pressure from the administration, if that's going on. It's not fair to my kid who's really doing the work and is really earning his or her grade.
According to the Washington Post, the graduation rate has increased from 74% to 81.4% over the course of 3 years between 2013 and 16. That is not happening because of greatly improved education in Prince George's County. And the worst thing that you can do to a child is to pretend that they've graduated when they really don't have the education to have graduated. It puts them in an awful position as they continue their educational careers in college and then obviously working. But, you know, to graduate without being educated is really a grave injustice against the children who benefit from that, or seemingly benefit from that.
Well, absolutely, because they're going to go on and not be able to do work in college or whatever it is they pursue, or they're going to be one of these kids that comes to an employer and the employer's like, this kid knows nothing. I have to educate this kid because this kid knows nothing, and we hear that a lot. You must see it.
Yeah, the employers end up being taxed by having to do the work that the schools... We spent billions spending, and then employers have to spend the work educating them.
Yeah. School staff members that spoke to Fox 5 all asked to remain anonymous because they're afraid of retribution. So they asked Governor Hogan what his message was to those who hesitate to come forward.
Anything you would say to people hesitant to come forward?
I would say that, you know, our state is going to aggressively protect any whistleblowers that come forward with information. The state school system and our offices, the Attorney General, will make sure that nobody's going to get their rights violated by coming forward, and they shouldn't feel threatened. So we'll make sure they're protected.
So that's where we are right now. The governor asking for an independent investigation and the CEO not being behind that idea. So we'll see where this goes. We will keep you updated. And thank you so much to Fox 5 for that audio. 722 on WMAL.
Every day on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
You'll never see an air conditioner kiosk at the mall.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
No one's going to go door-to-door to sell you a furnace or an air conditioner. But this time of the year, I really want to get the word out about the terrific deals you can get on a Lennox system. I'm offering qualified homeowners a brand new Lennox home comfort system, heating and air conditioning, for as low as $82 per month. No money down, no annoying points or fees, and I'll even sweeten this terrific deal. Get a 10-year parts and labor warranty at no extra charge. Yeah, I know. A new heating and cooling system is a big investment. That's why I've got my stand-up guys raring to go. And no high-pressure sales judo. I wouldn't want you to miss out on those low monthly payments and 10-year parts and labor warranty. I want Snell to be the company that's famous for getting families the information they need to make the right choice for you.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Lara, tell me the weather.
80 and sunny.
What do I need for an awesome barbecue?
Top trending items for barbecues. Music, friends, sausage, of course.
What type of sausage?
Come on, Stephen. You don't need to be smart like me to know Premio makes the best Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is your own special touch. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
7:25, it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and the way the rush hour should be, with the easy ride leaving Springfield toward the Wilson Bridge, no problems either direction on that stretch of the Beltway. Interloop, it is heavy, passing Braddock Road toward the Little River Turnpike, and just north of the toll road, you could be a little bit below speed toward the American Legion Bridge. Now, here we come in from the west, heavy in Manassas, heading toward Nutley Street as you leave Fair Lakes. Fair Oaks on the Dulles Toll Road coming inbound, trying to get in through Wolf Trap. Just getting initial reports of the crash after Hunter Mill Road on the eastbound side, again, of the Dulles Toll Road. Top side of the Maryland Beltway had a crash in the backups near New Hampshire Avenue. Most of that activity had been to the shoulder, but could definitely cause a distraction. And heads up in Rockville on 270 South 28 for the broken down was in the right lane. Update is sponsored by IKEA. Now through July 11th, IKEA family members can get up to 20% off mattresses, $150 or more, while supplies last. Visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com and start shopping. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's a mix of clouds and sun on this Tuesday. May see a stray shower or thunderstorm. We're headed up to 79. We'll turn partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low to 60. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 69 degrees at 7:26 on WMAL. So CNN, man, we've been having it rough lately. CNN has had a problem discerning fake news from real news. And I think part of this is because you see the Washington Post running with all these unnamed sources with all this stuff. And the Washington Post seems to get away with it. CNN doesn't seem to get away with it. There was a story that was published on CNN.com that tried to draw a link between Anthony Scaramucci, who was a Trump advisor,
right,
tried to draw a link between him and the Russian Direct Investment Fund. Scaramucci was on Trump's transition team. And he has now been nominated to an ambassador-level post in Paris. Sweet gig. Good for him. So the CNN article claims that back in January, Scaramucci held a secret meeting with an official from the Russian Direct Investment Fund. And according to an unnamed source, Scaramucci discussed the possibility of lifting U.S. sanctions at the meeting. Well, Scaramucci, and this is written by Howie Kurtz from Fox News, he claims that he spoke with Scaramucci, and Scaramucci said there was no secret meeting. He said, I gave a speech on Trump's behalf at Davos, and a fund official approached him in a restaurant, said hello, brief conversation, that was it. Well, now, three heads have rolled at CNN as resignations. Lex Harris, executive editor of CNN's investigative unit, Thomas Frank, who wrote the piece, and Eric Lichtblau, who edited it, all turned in their resignations. So it looks like CNN is going to crack down on these anonymous sources.
And the story was first exposed as fraudulent by Breitbart.
Imagine that. 7:28 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and now that summer's here, there's nothing more peaceful than sleeping with the windows open, listening to the sounds of nature, until you start to hear snoring from your bed partner. Snoring is often caused by sleep apnea, a dangerous condition where you stop breathing during the night. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. If you or your partner can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option called Inspire. Inspire works inside your body by delivering mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open. You simply turn the therapy on before bed and then off when you wake up. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Over 70 million Americans have unhealthy blood pressure levels. Are you one of them? Introducing Berkeley Life, a 100% drug-free supplement to help maintain normal, healthy blood pressure while supporting energy and vitality. Now, for a limited time, try Berkeley Life free. Call 800-708-6844. A key to maintaining healthy blood pressure is your body's nitric oxide levels. Berkeley Life helps to boost nitric oxide levels naturally. The breakthrough is from a discovery which won a Nobel Prize in Medicine on nitric oxide levels in the bloodstream. Berkeley Life includes free saliva test strips to see your levels instantly. Now there is a supplement you test yourself and can see it's working. In a consumer study, 91% felt healthier after taking Berkeley Life for just 3 weeks. Here's Dr. Regina Drews, board-certified cardiologist.
I recommend the Berkeley Life supplement and test strips to help my patients maintain a healthier heart and blood vessels.
Get your free 30-day supply. Call 800-708-6844. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-708-6844. 800-708-6844. Results may vary.
Coming up on WMAL, well, Circa has a very interesting story Sarah Carter has written regarding whether the FBI retaliated against Michael Flynn by launching the entire Russia probe. To begin with, we're back to Comey being the puppet master. It's very interesting. 7:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. A denial this morning from a Syrian government minister who's dismissing White House claims that there's evidence the Syrian regime is planning another chemical weapons attack. And Russia is critical of the White House's claims as well.
The White House saying if the Assad regime goes through with this, it will pay a heavy price. Moscow, a short time ago, the Kremlin firing back, calling this statement unacceptable, although the Kremlin has said that Russia is opposed to the use of chemical weapons.
Correspondent Barbara Starr. A federal judge is refusing to issue a stay of his original order holding up construction of the Purple Line. Instead, Judge Richard Leon says his order will remain in effect while the state continues to fight a lawsuit aiming to stop the project. Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld comes before the Montgomery County Council today, likely to face questions about last Friday's arcing insulator incident on the Red Line, as well as about overall SafeTrack effort. County Council President Roger Berliner.
There is much more work to be done, and the notion that SafeTrack was going to be the end of this conversation is one of the things that our public needs to understand and needs to understand from those of us that have the responsibility to be leaders in this county, which is to make sure our public appreciates that we have a lot of work to do on this system.
The setting for Bill Cosby's next trial shifts to California. A hearing is scheduled today in Santa Monica to set a trial date in a lawsuit accusing Cosby of sexually assaulting a teenager at the Playboy Mansion more than 40 years ago. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,410, the NASDAQ at 62,47. Sports, the Nats rally in the ninth, but lose to the Cubs. The Orioles had the night off. They're in Toronto tonight. WNBA, the Mystics host Seattle today. And Oklahoma City's Russell Westbrook wins the NBA's MVP award. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you notice signs of fatigue, you should pull over to a rest stop to refresh yourself. Some of the warning signs include lane drifting, hitting road edge rumble strips, repeated yawning, and trouble maintaining focus. Holiday or vacation driving sometimes tempts people to keep going to make a schedule. Think smart. Remember that even a minor accident or a roadside chat with a highway patrol officer takes more time than a rest stop. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hear that? No, it's not your stomach rumbling. It's your engine overheating. When your vehicle's cooling system isn't working right, bad things can happen, threatening the life of your engine.
Don't let this happen to you. When it comes to radiator coolant exchange, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange transmission fluid, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say, that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
This is Larry O'Connor along with Dirk, a friend I met over at EMP 180. We're talking about our experiences with them. So, Dirk, tell me, why did you decide to make that phone call to EMP 180?
Well, I actually heard your broadcast advertising EMP 180. The second time was like, I've got to ask my wife if she'd be willing to actually do this program with me. We're going to the Grand Canyon, and clearly I wanted to be in shape. I had 25, 26 pounds to lose.
It's amazing what a difference 20 pounds on your joints makes, right?
Absolutely amazing. I mean, you've been there, right? You've seen the blue bags with the 20-pound weights in there, and you carry that around in the store. It's like, oh, my gosh.
And that was all on your, it was on your stomach, and your lower back was feeling all that
weight
in your joints. Yeah.
So the knees, the back, just overall health feeling improved significantly, both me and my wife.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss, that's EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
If you've chosen a new health plan, don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. Inova has primary care doctors that offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia still watching this toll road delay. The incident on the inbound eastbound side of the Dulles Toll Road after Hunter Mill Road. Initially, everything had been off to the shoulder, but help may have to block a lane there. As we head around the Beltway, leaving Springfield toward Annandale, before you get to 236 Little River Turnpike, that's a scene of a reported crash. Crews are on the way too. On the 395 heavy in Landmark, and again, Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. But looks like all lanes open in that stretch. On 210, on 210 north of Palmer Road, that's where we had the earlier accident activity. Very slow through that area, but you should find your lanes open. And just a quick note here, let's go through Maryland on 270 south in Rockville. We had the broken down in right lane south at 28. And as you're coming southbound on Connecticut Avenue before Randolph Road in the Wheaton area for the accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's a mix of clouds and sun on this Tuesday. May see a stray shower or thunderstorm. We're headed up to 79. We'll turn partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low to 60. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 69 in Arlington, 60 in Rockville, 69 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Innova. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Tuesday morning. Joining us at 8:35 in 1 hour is Larry Kudlow, the CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show on right here on WMAL on Saturdays. I'm Mary Walter, sitting alongside Tom Fitton. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Good to be here.
Now, there is a very interesting story in Circa by Sarah Carter and John Solomon. And it involves the investigation into Michael Flynn and floats the idea that the FBI investigation into Michael Flynn may actually be a retaliatory move, because Michael Flynn was involved in something back in 2014, this all started, regarding an EEOC complaint, a sexual discrimination suit. That was going to be filed by a special agent, Robin Gritz. And this whole Michael Flynn being involved in this is considered highly unusual. And tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, Robin Gritz was a special agent of the FBI who was battling the leadership of the FBI because she thought she was sexually discriminated against, according to this news story out in Circa.com. And General Flynn, because Gritz had been involved in counterterrorism intelligence efforts, was a big fan of hers. And so she used his support as part of his case. Well, who was the target of one of her complaints? Mr. McCabe, who's now acting director of the FBI.
Andrew McCabe.
And so according to the story today, Flynn's intervention on behalf of Gritz was highly unusual and included a letter in 2014 on his official Pentagon stationery. So that put him as a hostile witness in a case against McCabe,
who then at that time was really an up-and-comer in the FBI. And according to three employees of the FBI, they told Serker that they personally witnessed McCabe make disparaging remarks about Flynn before and during the time the retired general emerged as a figure in the Russia case. And now recall that Flynn's was targeted with leaks, illegal leaks, about his communications with the Russian ambassador. So the fact that he was making those communications and is subjected to intelligence surveillance was private and secure and classified, and also the fact that the communications were monitored at all were classified. And this one FBI agent told the FBI employee told the Serker team, the Flynn leaks were nothing short of political. The leaks appeared to be targeted to take Flynn out. So the question is, did McCabe, was this payback for Flynn agreeing to support someone who was after McCabe? And I tell you what, if it's true, this is pretty darn serious.
Now, who was in charge of the FBI at the time?
Comey. But as assistant director under Comey, McCabe and his team was really driving the investigation. Comey's, you can imagine, you're the director. You've got a lot of cases going on. You rely on your underlings to put things, bring things to your attention and approve or disapprove based on their recommendations. So the push against Flynn was notable in that regard. And it raises the question about whether McCabe, because Flynn was listed as a hostile witness to him, should recuse himself from any ongoing investigation of Flynn. And the piece quotes former whistleblowers who have cited previous instances of FBI officials recusing themselves from their cases because the whistleblowers had made claims about leadership of the FBI and leadership backed off. So, you know, McCabe has got a lot of issues here. Now he's got this big story, and of course you've got the conflict of issues raised with his wife getting this massive political donation from Terry McAuliffe, a close associate of Bill Clinton and also a target of another FBI investigation. Why Andrew McCabe is still acting director of the FBI is beyond me. And, you know, the Comey issues seem to be tip of the iceberg when it comes to FBI ethical issues and leadership issues.
It does seem, based on the Serker story, that the corruption, alleged corruption, within the FBI runs pretty deep. And you're seeing a lot of, you're seeing these FBI employees speaking on anonymity, backing up some of these claims. And they're afraid of retribution as well, which I can't blame them if this is true, what they're saying. I understand why they would be afraid of retribution. And talking about McCabe recusing himself, Frederick Whitehurst, he was a special agent and a forensic chemist. He blew the whistle on misdeeds inside the FBI crime lab 20 years ago, and prompted widespread reforms. And he came out about this and said, I don't think they have a choice. McCabe has to step aside. If he stays involved, the case against Flynn has no credibility. If there are criminal charges that could go against Flynn, that's got to go to court. And those agents at some point may be called before a grand jury, and anything McCabe said to them about Flynn could be used as exonerating information or evidence of misconduct. This could be a big deal. This sounds like this is on the verge of blowing up, thanks to Serker.
Whatever his motivations, I think there needs to be an whatever McCabe's motivations, assuming that he was pushing anything related to Flynn, this report says three FBI employees saw him, witnessed him, make disparaging remarks about Flynn. Why was he making disparaging remarks? Did he actually make the remarks? Is anyone asking these questions? The FBI needs to be under investigation. Who's watching the watchers? Who's watching the watchers when it comes to the FBI?
And don't forget, this also goes into this case with that started this whole thing with Robin Gritz. She was supposedly, you know, a rising star and doing very well. And then when she went to work under McCabe and his team in 2012, she got her first negative rating after years of outstanding performance reviews. She filed an EEOC complaint inside the FBI against a handful of bureau execs in 2012. She said her career is being derailed by sexual discrimination. They castigated her for being too emotional, having a possible mental illness, and on and on. So yeah, that is the crux of this whole thing as well. We'll keep you updated. 744 on WMAL.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Carpet cleaning for just $54 per room from the best Zero Res. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
I've been looking for a new dentist, and I need to feel really comfortable with my dentist because, like most people, I get nervous when it's time to go for a checkup. So if I don't feel comfortable with the dentist, I'm going to blow it off. I'm going to find an excuse not to go. So I decided to go meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. I didn't want to wait until I had a problem because too many of us do. And that nagging pain that you get is a constant reminder that you need to do something about it. Summer's a great time to finally take care of it. Now, during your new patient visit, they will sit with you, they will talk with you, they're going to take the time to learn more about you, and they'll work with you to plan out your dental health care plan. That made me feel really comfortable with them. I got to know them, they got to know me. If you prefer sedation, they will customize that for you, and the great thing about sedation is it allows you to have multiple procedures done in just one visit, and in a lot of cases, you won't even remember your visit. Or if you just need something to take the edge off, make you a little bit less anxious, they can do that for you as well. They make sure everyone is on the same page with the treatment plan. So if you want to learn more about sedation dentistry, or like me, you just need a really great dentist, take my advice and call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434, 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. 7:45, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, and let's go. George Washington Parkway, northbound. I'm looking at delays, unfortunately, as you come up from the 14th Street Bridge area to go up toward the Memorial Circle. That's where we have the crash. One lane gets by. It's tricky in that area anyway, so do watch for police direction again. GW Parkway, northbound near Memorial Circle. Now, let's go southbound. As you head past the overlooks and down toward the Key Bridge, that's pretty normal trip through that stretch. 395, yeah, pretty normal as well through Landmark, Pentagon over the 14th Street Bridge with the stop and go. Now, heads up on the Virginia Beltway. Reason we have these delays coming out of Springfield, quite intense here past Braddock Road. Before you get to the Little River Turnpike, that's where we have the crash. It was along the left side and the right side of the express lanes, just so you know. On the toll road, eastbound after Hunter Mill Road for crash cleanup. And for 270, crews have been dealing with this broken down dump truck south in Rockville. Southbound 270 at 28, that's in the right lane. Just south of Clarksburg, that's where I'm tracking those delays, so get ready for that. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
May see a stray shower or thunderstorm today to go along with a mix of clouds and sun. We'll get up to 79. Tonight's skies turn partly cloudy, low near 60. Sunny tomorrow and 82. And then Thursday, more sun than clouds. We hit the low 90s. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees at 647. So, 7:47 on WMAL.
Does that make me crazy?
We thought we'd have a little fun here. We have so many crazy stories. We could do an entire show on just the crazy stories that we have come across that we thought were interesting. So we're going to try to give you as much of it as we possibly can in just one segment. So out of Little Rock, Arkansas, a woman working at Spencer's in Little Rock says a suspect came in, tried to return an item for cash or store credit, and she decided, instead of taking the store credit, I want the stripper pole in the corner. But she didn't have enough store credit to take the stripper pole, so she decided to steal the stripper pole. Sadly, she was only 5'3" and only 120 pounds. So she tried to get the stripper pole out of the store, could not do it. The employee chased her into the common area of the mall. They wrestled the pole. She wrestled the pole from the suspect. The suspect then bit her on the upper arm during the altercation, and the woman fled the mall. So the police are on the lookout. They've released a BOLO for the woman who tried to steal the stripper pole from Spencer's. In other news, there are still Spencer gift stores in the United States. I thought they went out of business a while ago. In Florida, a bikini contest went horribly awry when one contestant, Erica Caitlin Mize, 24 years old, got in a fight with another contestant. Investigators allege that after the bikini-clad contestants left the stage, Mize tussled with the 23-year-old victim, who, by the way, is also the girlfriend of Mize's former boyfriend, and she assaulted the other contestant with her high-heeled shoes. So she is now, she's been cited for misdemeanor battery, and in a shock to no one, she was on probation at the time following a conviction for marijuana possession. So she did not win the bikini contest, by the way, either.
Does the Second Amendment protect your right to use shoes in self-defense?
I don't know if that's self-defense or assault.
Oh, either way.
I think that was assault. But I can't answer that question. I don't know about that. The University of Arizona says that they have no relationship with a visiting scholar who self-identifies as a hippo. Florentine Felix Moran is listed on the University of Arizona's website as a visiting scholar who argued in the Journal of Theoretical Humanities that his hippo alter ego has allowed him to navigate the free world from the constraints that govern human bodies. So he says he's a hippo. He wrote in the journal, "In a surprising, sometimes overwhelming way, I find comfort in this collectively performed animal identity." So he's trans species. He's a tranimal. He's a tranimal. He says he's a hippopotamus. You can't make this stuff up.
Which bathrooms does he use?
Any large body of water, apparently. You've got a fountain out front, he's going.
Well,
he's jumping in that fountain,
that,
and he
right.
is just going to be... But the university says told the College Fix that he was not a researcher or an employee of any kind, nor did he hold student status at the university, but that's not what their website said in January when they gleefully announced his arrival.
Wonderful.
They did not note that he was the first hippopotamus to teach at the university.
And your tax dollars at work?
Yes. And lastly, you can't make this up. The Democrats in White Plains, the all-Democratic city council, awarded a judge, City Judge Elizabeth Schollenberger, a nice six-figure contract, despite the City Judicial Review Committee saying, I don't think she could do this. She's very fragile. She's got an oxygen tank. Gave her the job anyway. She is so obese, she can't climb the three stairs to get to the seat to sit in judgment of anyone, number one. She also has a severe incontinence problem. And since she got the job, she's been in the hospital sucking up her $65,000 worth of annual health benefits. So that's a great, great government gig. Get a gig that you're too obese to do and too incontinent to do and spend most of your time in the hospital and you'll get paid anyway. So, and I didn't even get through all of them. So hopefully we have made you smarter. It's 751 on WMAL.
Most West Virginians don't have a choice. We don't get to decide how much our healthcare costs go up. No one's asking us if older Americans should be charged five times more for coverage than everyone else. And it's not our decision if Congress cuts Medicaid, leaving millions of seniors without the care they need. No, we don't get to make those choices. But Senator Capito, you do. And the choice you make on the new health care bill in Congress will decide whether countless West Virginians keep their health coverage or have it stripped away, especially people over 50. It's your choice whether to stand with us or support a bill being written in secret. A bill that could make it harder for us to afford to go to the doctor, fill our prescriptions, or get the basic medical care we depend on. Just one vote could be enough to stop this bill. And Senator Capito, that vote is yours.
Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by AARP.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm Attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Kate Rogers at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning to you, Kate.
Hey there. Good morning to you. Well, stock futures are lower right now, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. For the month, the major averages are all higher with four trading days to go. Olive Garden parent Darden Restaurants reported quarterly numbers this morning. It beat earnings and revenue estimates. Its same store sales were up as well. Stock to watch this morning, Alphabet, Google's parent company, which was slapped with a record antitrust fine for breaking competition rules with its online shopping service in the EU. $2.7 billion. That is double what analysts had expected. Apple is crushing the Swiss watch business. Smartwatches are taking over, and UBS says the Apple Watch is now bigger than every Swiss watch brand except for Rolex. Swatch is reportedly working on a smartwatch for next year. And it's Happy Birthday's birthday. The tune was written on this day 158 years ago. No one's making money from the song now. It was ruled to be in the public domain last year. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Money doesn't come with instructions. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common-sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just like we've done for thousands of people just like you. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC. 7:55, no WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the Fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You know, it's not so easy to move a broken-down dump truck, and that's been the problem in Rockville on 270 southbound. As you come up to 28, the crews tell me they now have it out of the right lane. Now, whether it's on the shoulder or completely towed away, not sure, but the fact is that the lanes have been reopened, but we're slow out of Clarksburg and down to Rockville. Now, if you're heading to the Beltway, pretty decent shape heading toward the American Legion Bridge, good inner loop in Bethesda. It's the topside outer loop, jammed from 95 to George Avenue, pretty normal there. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, hung up each direction, approaching and passing 197. For the George-Washington Parkway, leaving the 14th Street Bridge area, and if you're passing Reagan National Airport, slows to get up to Memorial Circle. We're still just one lane gets by the crash. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Working in a mix of clouds and sun today, maybe a stray shower, thunderstorm, high 79. We turn partly cloudy tonight, overnight low to around 60. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 69 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
When it's time to sell your home, whether by choice or necessity, it's understandable to want top dollar. With Frank Prindle and Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance, you never need to worry. Frank Prindle, a West Point grad and military vet, uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for 8% more money than the average local agent. When Elroy lost his job, he knew he needed to sell his home. He heard about Frank and his incredible marketing system, so he gave him a call. In just 1 week, Frank had multiple offers, and Elroy accepted an offer for top dollar. That's the power of Frank Prindle. There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends.
Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto parts and batteries.
I'm on your website and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store.
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our Autocraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at advanceautoparts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
Coming up on WMAL, well, you know, the Supreme Court reinstated a lot of President Trump's travel ban. They'll hear the full case in the fall, but is now the time for him to expand it? Why not?